Hello everyone and welcome to week 16 of Roleplay Swan Song. I can't believe we've already been playing for 16 weeks. That just seems like a long time.
Feels good.
Wow.
What? How long has it been?
16 weeks of Swan Song.
Wow.
How many? That's 4 months of total weeks?
Yeah, 4 months of total weeks, yeah. That seems way too short. Because we've been playing for maybe 9 months.
We started
now?
In June, right? Yeah. June or July?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's been good. And guys, with that, we want to announce we're closing up shop.
Yep. This will be the final episode of Roleplay Swan Song.
We're just gonna end it on a low note. Kill everybody. Yeah. Blow up the whole
set. We have a rule here at Roleplay. When a show gets too high, too good, it gets boring. So just fuck it.
Cancel.
Start a new
cancel
one.
Right out.
Yep. Start a new
from
one.
The herd.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Wheat, Adam, Steven, we've already heard from the three of you the past couple of days. I don't think anything's crazy happened in your life. We look stunned.
A thing happened to me today, but let's let Jeff go first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Jeff, we've deemed it so. We took a Democratic result, I guess. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. Anyways, please talk. Please save me.
Oh, geez. So much to talk about, especially with all those guys' time not being allotted. It means I got about 30 minutes, so where do I begin? No, I'm just kidding. Funniest thing, I did that classic thing where I'm shaving, and I go, and I'm like, oh, fuck you. So, shaved everything off.
Oh, you know, I'm shaving my beard, right? It's all coming off in April.
Really?
I believe the 9th.
Guys, Roleplay had a thing. Especially Swan Song had a thing.
What? You're waiting for life.
So here's the thing that people forget about beards, though, is that, sure, it's fun to have a beard, but you know what else is really fun? Growing a beard.
That's true.
And you can't do that if you don't ever shave it off.
That's true.
Well, I never have a beard.
I'm really looking forward to shaving it. Like, I'm getting real fucking tired of it every now and then.
It's a lot of beard.
It is. And I don't maintain it enough. I need to maintain it more, but now it's all coming off, so... Then I'm just going to regrow it.
Well, JP, my question, and obviously the question of Chad, is like, where is the nest of birds that has been living in your beard going to be living after you shave it off?
I was thinking of actually getting a balloon and then just like super gluing the beard onto the balloon. Just keeping the balloon next to me during cast, but that's really fucking weird. So I probably won't. But yeah, the birds are going to die. Jeff, please speak.
Eat them at least.
I always have some facial hair, so I came home and when you spend enough time with a person, you can tell when they're weirded out. I actually managed to weird out Anna with how fucking young and different I look without my facial hair.
Yeah,
and she at one point actually said, "Please," I can't remember exact wording, but it was somewhere along the lines of just "Please grow your beard back." So,
no, wait, Jeff, I have a question. Like, you went down to the skin, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. I'm bare
right? See, so, like, my rule is never, ever go down to the skin because that is when it is literally, like, taking a real-world time journey.
Yeah.
It's not – it doesn't – no. You should always –
I look more like my brother than me right now. I can see it.
Yeah.
See, I'm going down to the skin on the 9th, so –
I cried and I punched every mirror in our house. You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
I'm really anxious and nervous about. Honestly, like
just
I'm
gonna. Cut gonna it, yeah, and you're gonna look weird to yourself.
Yeah,
it's gonna be strange.
But then you'll have the 5 o'clock shadow a couple days later, and you'll be fine. You know, it gets.
Then the itch will come back, and then I'll be like, "Well, not doing this again. Fuck this
shit."
A
couple days.
Yeah.
That's not a 5 o'clock shadow.
It is for us internet.
That's like a 3-day shadow.
I don't grow facial hair fast.
This is like 2 days of growth right here, y'all.
Yeah. Poor
shit. I can't stop it. I just cut it the other day.
Yeah. I just flex a little bit. You don't even want to see. You don't even want to see Steven's butt.
Some of you quiet. Do.
Yeah.
Actually, just for a second. Got back to Poland from Chicago. Both were great. Really fun.
What was in Chicago?
Adepticon, which is a the biggest Warhammer/miniature convention, essentially.
Oh. A lot of Jeff, fun. can we real quick? Can we talk about the Mechanicus models?
Yes.
Have you been looking at those, bro?
Said it a while ago that was gonna be my next army, and I only have one army, Nids, for 17 years. But I was like, Adeptus Mechanicus, I'm doing it. So yeah, they're amazing.
They look so good.
They're getting their own army.
Yeah.
Oh shit, the fucking Adeptus Mechanicus are the shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. They're awesome, and their rules are insane. They have a bunch of Haywire cool stuff. I actually already bought a Castigator Knight and a Knight Acheron, and then I won an Imperial Knight for a tournament that I won. So I just have managed to not tell Anna how much they cost. She's like, where are we going to put those things? And I was like, oh, don't you worry. I'll line them up in the bathroom.
Wait, they're these, like, giant gangly-looking fuck things?
They're like that big.
Castigator
right?
is, like, this big. Yeah. It's a big-ass
Is that the big, big Mech?
Yeah, big it's a big-ass okay. robot.
I just want like floating cyborg skulls, man. That's all. If you've ever seen the tattoo on my hand is a servitor skull.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
All about that, dude.
Bro. Yeah, Adeptus Mechanicus. The cool thing about them too is there is a 30k Adeptus Mechanicus army, but back then you could have pure robots in the fluff. Like a robot was fine. In 40k, they flat out in the universe outlawed 100% AI and robots. Everything is linked to a human body that then was made robot. So
I love how Games Workshop isn't afraid to just steal shit from every other science fiction thing, and you're still like, oh, outlawed robots, kind of like in Dune. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, exactly.
The navigators are straight out of Dune, also, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I have 40k is just Dune plus Alien plus I don't know everything.
Well,
massive testosterone injection.
Alien. It took like all of sci-fi,
yeah.
And then they have the audacity, and then other people stole from 40k, and they're like, "Hey, all right,
you guys,
I got it."
Yeah.
Did that. That's fun. I'm home now for a while. Though. I'm going up to Sacramento for another Warhammer tournament this coming weekend, but it's just a drive. Other than that, I've been streaming a bunch. Legacy of the Void comes out. I'm actually the closed beta. Legitimately excited about that.
I can't wait to watch more StarCraft.
They're saying Friday, yeah.
Okay, because Caitlin wasn't sure, and I thought I remember Friday being
Friday?
What I heard. Yeah.
End of March is what I heard.
So that it could also be Tuesday, because that's the 31st.
And I think next week I'm going to try for a 24-hour stream, JP, so if you want to try that too. I've never done...
For Legacy of the Void?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll play that in Go and everything else, I guess. But
if we do it, we could do it like on maybe Wednesday.
Yeah.
I got to do adult crap on Monday and Tuesday, which I didn't sign up for. I'm not excited about it.
It happens.
Like,
shit happens. If you can, let me know, because I can do it any day next week. I've got nothing coming up at all.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll have to figure it out.
And that's it, guys. I'm having a good time. Happy to be here. I've been missing the fuck out of Swansong in particular.
So much.
Adam, we had a mission, I noticed, on the board. Something about turning me in, and that one was winning the votes. Nay. Just going to put that out there now. Let's not turn in Mr. Zakarian.
We should definitely not do that. No.
The payoff is pretty big, but I don't think that one actually won.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but we could wait.
That is good.
Wait. We could turn in Sicarian, collect the money, and then bust him out.
Yeah, that's going to go really well when he gets shot in the back of the head.
Flashback.
I'm just saying, guys. The
staircase again as he's saying, just like, true.
Guys, I have a great idea.
Oh, and before I pass on my time, just as a heads up, I tried to do another computer. I tried to go to the Twitch offices, but Wheat's not there. Unfortunately, Anna's going to be streaming at the same time. I'm just going to mute myself a bunch. So to the viewers, I apologize ahead of time, but that's it. Sakarian's really quiet anyways.
There you go. I think the rest of you had things. Wheat, you had an open mouth when I did when I didn't give you
interest. Oh, I was simply insulted that you would think that nothing interesting could have happened to me in the last 24 hours in which we have spoken on the interwebs.
Has anything interesting happened to you in the last 24 hours since we've spoken on the interwebs?
No.
Exactly.
But it could have.
It's the principle.
But it could have.
Are you going to play Bloodborne?
I did go to a place called Craftsmen and Wolves this morning for a meeting, thinking that this place called Craftsmen and Wolves would fucking have some sort of amazing breakfast or something.
Yeah. Didn't have
and
anything?
No, it had like four pastries that were apparently really good, but I'm just not like a pastry guy.
Oh.
I was really disappointed.
That sounds like Wolfram and Hart.
Anything with an "and" in the title is either a law office or a hipster restaurant.
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Was it a hipster restaurant?
Hipster restaurant.
Yeah, no shit.
Totally hipster restaurant.
Welcome to Croissant and Carne.
That's what I felt like. Oh, hold on, guys. It gets better. If you want to know how hipster this fucking place was.
Please.
Are you ready?
Please.
Yeah, sure, Marcus, what do you want? Great, could I just have, like, a vanilla latte? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have flavors. Like, whoa! Oh, shit, snap!
Your flavored latte.
Fuck, man, forgive me that I didn't... Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I just had a regular latte. It was good.
Nice. There you Lattes. Go. Steven, I saw you bought a PS4.
That's a thing. Yes. That
that's a thing. Because
I am like, God, I love the Souls games. Oh my God.
Really? Is that made by that company? Is that one of their games?
Yeah. Game. Well, it's not just made by the company. It's the same creative director and the same team that made Demon's Souls and Dark Souls. So it's
why'd they give it a different name?
Dark Souls 2.
The reason they gave it a different name is because Sony is publishing it, and they gave some of their Japan studio dev teams or dev members to the team. And so it'll probably never show up on PC or anything like that, even though there's like some Amazon listings for Windows 7, Windows 8 version of it. I don't think it'll ever work because Sony probably has that IP completely locked up and there's no other ties to any other Souls game.
Yep. But I'm super stoked for it. And the only other thing that's happened to me recently is chocolate salted caramel ice cream.
That's good stuff. Where are you getting it? Yeah. Where are you getting it from?
I think it's Nestle.
Oh, okay.
But it's
the
like
people of Nestle do make good food. That's true.
It's like super like legit ice cream. It's not got all the fake chemical shit in it, so it's delicious.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I watched you play that game by the way this morning, JP. But then I saw 40-second load time every time you died.
Yeah, it's low. They're supposed to be patching that pretty soon.
So, yeah, they better be by the time I start playing it. Word.
But then I just stopped dying, and it was like a good game. So I just never
that's the way to approach the Souls game.
Learning curve.
Yeah, I think I died like six, maybe seven times today, and I played for 4 hours. So that's not bad.
That's not much. How far did you get? How many bosses did you kill?
Only one.
Okay. What do you guys think about the fact that this game is the number one game on Twitch right now, even beating out League of Legends with 111,000?
Dude, it's because Barack Obama was streaming the game last night. Like, everyone is fucking streaming the game, dude.
What?
Every broadcaster streams that game. He didn't actually stream the game. I'm just saying.
His Twitch channel is Barack Souls. It's totally awesome.
Yeah. That's like a broadcaster's dream game. Like, really cool shit, awesome visuals, makes you salty as fuck, and people love watching it.
Yeah.
Like, in a nutshell... That is what Dark Souls is.
Well, and it can go wrong at any given second, right? You could be doing really, really good, and then some asshole will just pop in your universe and be like, oh, guess who's dead? You. And then everyone laughs at you, and your subscriber numbers go through the roof.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
How it goes.
That's true.
So when are you streaming, Adam?
I need my new computer first, and then I can plug my PS4 into it, and then we'll talk.
All right.
Aren't you getting your PC this week?
So soon. Probably tomorrow.
Okay. Cool. But yeah, it's a good game. Adam... Something happened to you today, apparently.
Yeah, there was an announcement. It's been sort of semi-announced already, but Roll20 a while back was like, we're looking for someone that can contract as a GM and do two shows for us and play more games. And so I called them up and was like, hey, you should give me that job. And they were like, okay. So
nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to be playing role-playing games, if we can keep these two on schedule, 16 hours a week now.
Nice, they're getting on close to my level.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. I mean, GMing four shows, my two of my over here, and then two over for Roll20, and doing a bunch of other stuff.
No,
and I'm super excited. More role playing games, give them to me.
Mm. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Cool stuff. What's the Roll20 Twitch channel? Is it just twitch.tv/Roll20?
It's Roll20 app, I think.
Roll20 app.
Okay.
I can confirm Roll20 app.
We can confirm. Cool. Well, congrats on that.
Yeah.
Where did we last leave off? I don't remember.
Do you guys want to go back to space?
Yeah.
Should we go to space?
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of at the end of like a little arc. You had dropped Cassia and the semi-full hull of refugees off on the planet. Rajani Van Dorn is still on your ship right now, waiting a pickup somewhere. You guys haven't arranged that with Mustafa or talked to her about it yet. But you did get a mission assigned to you through the exchange job board. Higgs, you got a notification, this one, from some like old contact on ASA that thought you guys would be a good fit for it. So I'll read the posting for you so we all know what you're up to, and then I've got a little opener bit for you. So the job was posted by a Lord Lara McCrary, and the details of the job are as quotes. My imbecile husband has sent bounty hunters after me, not once, but twice, in an attempt to intimidate me into a divorce I am utterly opposed to, morally and religiously. This cannot stand. Hiring hitmen, assassins, or whatever you people call yourself to deal with this. Consider the bounty placed. Lord Lucas McCrary, wanted dead or alive. Seriously, though, you can kill him if you want. Payment for this job is 150,000 credits. And nobody knows where Lord Lucas is, so it's going to be a chase to find him and bring him to justice, or just put a laser in him and call it a day. Okay. Lord Lara, she's in the Strophios system, which is right near where y'all are. But before we get to that, something is happening elsewhere that I would like the audience to know about. So. When we fade in from black from the beginning of the kind of episode, you can hear like distant popping sounds, maybe like fireworks, and we see their light first as the visuals come into view. We can see a distant mountain range, dark and jagged, and there's like popping lights off in the distance. And as the camera pans down from the mountains, we see like a military base. It's got a couple of kind of like drop pod buildings, like they've been dropped from a ship and then rebuilt here. And the title reads, Forward Firebase Geneva, Planet Oninsa, 12 July 3200. So a day or so after the last time we saw the Swansong crew. It fades in to a woman. She's standing, but leaning over a terminal. She has short black hair, sort of stern features. She's maybe like Greek, Mediterranean. She has an ankh tattooed under her eye. If you don't know what an ankh is, it's like a little cross with a loop on the top. So she has that tattooed on her face, and she's wearing like full suit of Mr. Sicarian style like combat armor, but it's painted blue. And on the shoulder, there's like a big white star and the Fotenhauer symbol on the other side. We can't see her like nameplate. And she's actually shouting at the screen when we get audio on her. And she's like, "What the fuck do you mean redeployed? They're called Fate's fucking Rangers for a reason. I lead this unit. I need to stay on this planet and see this job through." And a voice, a quiet, like calm male voice, comes over the other end. We don't get to see the face that she's talking to, so she's hunched over, lit by the light of the monitor. Says, "This is what's happening. You can't argue with me. It's an order." And she looks like she's going to say something. Like, she gets really pissed and looks like she's going to say something. You see like a vein throbbing in her forehead. And then she gives up. She stands up and just like hits the counter. The light goes off. She turns around and you can see two soldiers standing nearby dressed similarly. She says, "You and you, go get my things. Get my ship ready. Titan says we have to go." And so she storms off towards the ship deck as these guys attempt to like follow her. And the screen, we fade and we come back up on the Swan Song floating through space as it do. And then inside the Swan Song, all of you are in the like main like mess hall. Rajani is standing kind of like at the back, and Higgs has just told you about the mission that you've got. So Higgs, you've just told them like we're gonna go and try to find this guy.
Would this be at the 5th annual Swan Song meeting?
It could very easily be. Maybe that's the title. Like it goes.
It's a couple
like,
days later, though, JP. I think we're up to like 24 hours.
Yeah, the title says Swan Song 4th annual meeting, and then it like it backtracks. It like deletes itself, and then it says 5th annual meeting.
There you go.
Prosper is serving omelets to everybody. He's got like a flower apron on, and he's pouring everybody a glass of Chardonnay.
Can I do a Zach Morris style timeout and ask about, I read a post that came up while we were away about the life support thing.
Yep.
And how apparently there were less days, or now there are more days of it. There's been
the creator of the game made a post on some role-playing game forum about how if he had to go back and change the game, he would have changed the life support. Which, you know, that's fine, but the Swan Song was built on an earlier edition of the universe, and I'm sure you could update it, It would take some time and some money and a capable
engineer.
If
we have the option to upgrade it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, Wu could do it. You just need to, like, take it to a place and get it updated. I mean, he keeps telling you what a piece of shit your ship is.
Yeah.
He was made using modern rules, but the ship wasn't, so.
Adam, a question. Have you seen Interstellar?
Yes.
Okay. Can we do what they do in Interstellar with black holes? Does that exist? What happens when you fly into a black hole, Adam?
Love is the only thing that actually travels through space and time.
I mean, because to survive the black hole, you have to have love in your hearts. So what would happen was you'd all die instantly. So
yeah, especially me, unfortunately. Okay. As he's kind of given the breakdown on the mission, I guess, I would, kind of going off the point of the timeout from Mr. Morris over here, I would say I would kind of look at the group and say, it is a good idea that we perhaps consider investing in the ship. We are starting to get into a point in time where that is a form of survivability we got to focus on.
Do we have someone who can recommend some upgrades for us?
Well, I believe Wu is capable. It's just a matter of giving him the materials, and then, of course, we have to pay for it out of our pocket.
At this point, all five of us just shift over very loudly to Wu and just wait to see what he says.
Yeah, so Wu is he's got the the wine bottle that Prosper had poured in, and he's high necking it with one hand and playing a Game Boy with his other hand. And he puts it down, and so there's just silence in the ship. We just hear beep boop beep boop boop boop, and he looks up awkwardly and kind of looks around. What?
I threw the monoblade through his head.
Look.
Just kidding.
Yeah, maybe he does that. I catch it mid-flight.
With your hand.
It's one of those, those TV moments where you get up and you kill him, and then it snaps back to reality, just staring at him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like it's Eraser. Just
Scrubs.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Eraser.
He says, I'm just like, can we get upgrades, Wu? That's what we're talking about. Put your fucking Game Boy away, or whatever that is.
Yeah, he puts it down and takes his feet off the table, and he looks around. He's like, yeah, I've been talking about upgrades forever, as long as I've been on this ship.
Exposition. Just give me an answer, Wu.
Yeah, what do you want to fix? I mean, the list is very long.
Well, how much is it going to cost for the list?
He shrugs. We need to get it into somewhere where I can look it over and do a full analysis. What do you want? Bigger guns? A faster spike drive?
Yes.
Everything?
The list. How much would a list of improvements cost is what I'm
Oh, you want me to give you a quote? I see.
That's what they say in the biz, yes. I don't know why you're giving me a quote when you work for me.
Okay.
Mr. Higgins, is the place we're going to perhaps a high enough tech level that we could adequately do both the mission and upgrade the ship?
Pi, is it?
Yeah, Pi comes on over the intercom and says, there's an exchange star base in every system. They should be able to at least let you use their equipment to run the ship down. There might be a cost, though.
Always a cost.
If you'd like, I can find an appropriate system to do the upgrades.
Well, let's see how much it's going to cost, first off.
Why don't we go?
Out of curiosity, I'm just wondering which upgrades are the most important for us to pursue first if we had to prioritize.
Are you asking me this?
It's sort of generally prosing into the group. Life support could help us transport more human cargo if that were necessary.
To be honest, I think we should shop the possibilities once we realize what is possible. I think the two birds, one stone approach is the best here, where we get the upgrades, but we also head towards the direction of accomplishing this mission. The payout is tremendous.
It is. Let me cross-reference the fucking system. What are the... Where are people hire bounty hunters? We find out where this guy was from, and then we find out where the best place we could go to see who the fuck he sent after this girl.
Higgs, can I get you to make a culture ASA roll for me? Based on intelligence?
Yes. Let's see. What is culture? Is that just culture world?
Yeah, because it's the world you're from.
Okay, so 2d6 plus nothing. And what is that based off of? Charisma?
Yeah, intelligence.
Okay, that's a plus. That's a flat 2d6.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we're doing these stupid fucking nines.
Okay.
Awesome, sweet 3D dice.
Yeah, no one's going to see them because I don't. They won't. They need to. They need to pop up in the roll table. Sweet.
Yeah.
Instead of on the screen. Anyways, what's up?
I rolled nine. Yeah, you recognize actually the McCrarys are they're like an old like corporate power on Asa. This woman and her husband come from a long line of people who've been kind of in charge. And while you don't know Lara and Lucas specifically, you know, you recognize their last name. They're members of the noble court, and the law of Asa, like, it allows divorce, but heavily favors men in the division of property. So if there was a divorce, she would probably lose a lot more than he would. You know, I guess, you know, nine, you know that there's been some like family trouble recently as regards to an involvement with the Church of the New Prophet. Apparently there's some kind of scandal there that involves their family and the church.
This is the family of the person of the McCrarys?
Yeah, the McCrarys. Yep.
So many fucking R's.
McCrarys?
McCrarys? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Okay. And how far away? You said we're in system?
You guys are in the next adjacent system to Strophios, like that's the next system. You'd have to find out if she's on Asa still or not. Oh no, she isn't. You already know that. It was part of the job. So yes, she's in Strophios. So you can just pop one system over, and you could go and visit her, or at least communicate with her once you're in system over the ship.
What's the system number, just so we know?
It's systems Varvaressos. So you're in 407 now. It is 306.
Okay. Well, let's go and talk to her.
Okay.
I guess. We can't talk
to her.
We can't talk to her from this system, right? We'd have to.
No, you could send her a message and tell her like, "Hey, we're on it. We're going to come hang out." But you can't yeah.
Yeah, I just I open up a message and I type, "See you soon." Period. W with a tilde next to it, and then send.
Okay.
W with a tilde. Yes. You didn't sign it TB for the best?
Nope.
Well, he's not writing it for all of you.
Yes.
True, okay. No. Barbarossa is also a TL4, so,
yes.
You know, possible.
Did you say Barbarossa?
Barbarossa.
No. No, I didn't, Jeff.
You best believe we're heading to Barbarossa.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you, Prosper, you have Traveler, right? You have Culture Traveler?
Let me look at my fancy new character sheet.
I know somebody does.
No. Oh, no, I have zero in Traveler, yeah.
Do you want to make a Traveler roll to see what you know about, Strophios?
Yeah, so that's zero for the skill, and then it's an intelligence ability?
Yeah, in this case it would be.
Okay, got nothing there. Yep. Seven.
All right. So on a seven, you know just the basic kind of gossip about the system. Strophios is not human habitable on its own, but they've built the people that live there have built like bubble worlds. So they live in like big domes on this like ice planet. There's several million people that live here. It's a decent sized planet. You can walk around outside, but it's freezing and the atmosphere is really thick, so you need a pressure mask.
Yeah.
The planet recently has become kind of like a pilgrimage site for the Church of the New Prophet. And also, there was some recent hubbub there about some like musician, some Majidi musician who's like a huge deal, Nika Starlight. She's like on tour and is on that planet right now. So there's like way more people there than usual.
How many people are usually there?
Several million. It's probably jumped by like 20 or 30% just from people like following Nika Starlight around and like people going to her concerts and stuff.
That is a popular musician. Wasn't Nika Starlight on the station that we were on a couple episodes
there
back?
There was an ad for her tour on the station.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's time to make the navigation roll and fail it, and then derail the episode.
you say derail, I say more interesting. That's fine.
Yeah, this is when we run into giant serpents coming out of hot springs in the ground.
There you go.
Okay.
What is so navigation's a zero and it's based off ints, so it's just a flat 2d6.
Yep, flat 2d6.
Well, there we go. 3.
Okay. Do you want to use your expert ability to reroll that? Yes. Or would you like me to roll on the table?
4.
Not much better.
Oh my god.
So everybody gets strapped in for an exciting trip through space. And
you know what we need to upgrade is JP's navigation skill.
All right.
I do have some extra XP, but whatever.
So you punch the drive, you get totally off course, you waste 6 days in space, and then come out more or less in the same sector. So what is everybody going to do for 6 days while you're thinking you're flying through hyperspace?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm cleaning my weapons and just... We haven't had a whole lot of time on the ship, and we've had some pretty catastrophic things. So I'm just taking order of my things. My armor, fixing it, and stuff like that.
Okay. So you see Prosper, and he's just got, like, a huge, like, schoolyard-sized trash can with a huge black plastic trash bin bag in it. And it's just like got like a pile of omelets that are all variously burnt and destroyed. And he's just like, no. Ah, and throws another omelet in, cracks another couple eggs. That's what Prosper's doing.
Prosper's just making omelets.
Yeah, there's moments where I walk by and I just kind of stare and like shake my head and just keep on walking by.
Does anybody want to talk to Rajani about what you're doing or what... She wants to do. She's just been hanging out on the ship.
I guess I just approach it. I'm just like, what are you doing on the ship, by the way? Got any plans? Like, what are we...
She's like, well, I'm waiting for reassignment, I suppose. It's a better place to be than that base on that planet that almost no longer exists. But only marginally better.
You want to come with us on our next trip? Our next... assignment? Our assignment?
Where are you going?
Adventure?
Some dare say an adventure. we're going to Barbossa, the Barbossa system.
She's like, oh, Barbarossos?
That's the one. Barbossa.
Strophios, eh?
Oh my god, you guys.
So she thinks for a little bit, and then she's like, you could drop me off there. I think we have assets on that planet.
Okay, well, I didn't want to kick you off the ship, but if that's where you want to go, we'll take you.
She's like, no, I have work to do. That's as good a place as any.
Fantastic. And will you be sending the 1,000,000 credits now or when we arrive to your final destination?
She's like, 1,000,000 credits for what, Higgs?
Well, for escort, of course. The best don't come cheap.
She's like, well, I am a VIP, but I don't know that my transit's worth 1,000,000 credits. I'll make sure you do get paid the appropriate amount.
500,000.
She shakes her head. She's like, I don't pay the bills.
Okay.
You can talk to Mustafa if you don't like how much he gives you.
All right. You let me know how much he will offer, and then we'll negotiate. You'll be the middleman.
She's like, nothing would please me less.
I know. And that's why it's going to happen. Have a good day. We'll talk soon. I'm going to go figure out how bad I fucked this navigation up. And I walk off.
All right. Piani, anything that you want to do while you're in transit? The first time?
Prosper said this is a tech level 4 planet that we're going to. And what would the highest level of like tech level 4 be? Like an example of tech?
TL4 is... things like hover technologies, TL4, laser weapons, energy stuff. We're not talking like nanomachines or, molecular level reconstruction or gravity control necessarily. That's more sort of TL5. But...
Sure. Okay. Can I make a culture criminal role to see if I might know anyone in this sector to ask some questions when I get there?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a 0. Let's see. Can I just do skill roll?
Yeah, that's what it is.
0, and then...
And you use your charisma if you have a charisma bonus.
I do not think I do.
Okay, so yeah, you do know somebody. There's someone on the planet, Let's see. His name is Ephraim Newton. And Ephraim, I mean, how do you know this guy? Where do you know him from?
What's his name?
Ephraim.
How do I know Ephraim?
Yeah, or Mr. Newton, if you want to be polite.
Newton, that's his last name.
Yeah.
Ephraim Newton was one of the cadets that was on the first military ship that I actually got on.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so you did something the last time that you saw Ephraim that really pissed him off, and you've forgotten all about it until just this moment. What was it?
Oh, God. What was it? Well, you know what? This was early on, cadet time, young, dumb, and psychic. Let's just say,
as the old saying goes,
let's just say it involved setting a fire inside a cadet's dorm room and skirting the blame.
So was he blamed for this prank?
Probably, yes.
Okay. All right, so you didn't prank him, but he was blamed for it. Okay. Yeah. Took the blame. All right, cool. Yep. All right, so Ephraim Newton will be waiting for you on Strophia.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
At some point, I did want to ask Pi. Like, I think the last time I spoke with them, we had a brief conversation about increasing their capabilities.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they had any specific requests at that point in time, but I just want to, like, get a little clarity on that.
Okay.
So I'll be like, you know, enfin, we are doing some shopping on Varvaressos. Is there anything you'd like me to acquire for you? Anything that would fill your needs in any way?
I've been running some checks, Prosper. I'm only using 86% of my possible output on this system, so I don't think we need new hardware, but bad sectors are present. Things I'm misremembering from before.
Interesting. Is there any way we can help you recover that information or defragment your hard drive? I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I think I need a specialist, a technician. Someone on Cabral, perhaps?
Yes. All right. I will see what I can do. Until we get this technician, there is nothing more specific that you would require?
I don't think so. I'll try to work on the software problem myself.
Very well. All right, l'enfant. Merci.
You're welcome. Pi just has to update Java like 600,000 or 700,000 times. They're running Java from like 1998, and it's been like 1,000 years. It's nice. It'll be a while. They'll be fine.
Where's Cabral again?
Farugi system.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, good.
Yeah. So the ship comes out of you all get the like 10-minute warning where it's like exiting drive space, and
Can I know that I messed up a navigation before we
get make, to yeah, make, an intel- make an intelligence roll. Sure.
0 to flat, 2d6.
Yeah.
7.
Okay. Yeah, you screwed something up. You're probably not going to come out in like the middle of a star or something. Like you think it'll be okay, but you'll have to check the ship for damage. It might be a hard exit. You're not totally sure what the problem was, but you might also just come out okay. But you definitely wasted a week, and
gotcha. You're
not
where you thought. When the ship alarm goes off, it goes like whoop, and I just turn it off immediately.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
what the shit was that?
The ship emerges back into real space, and like before, you start getting your comms update, and everybody starts going through the like, okay, we're here, like process, and then yeah, Higgs, you realize like, yeah, the ship's okay, but you didn't really go anywhere.
Okay, so I
where the fuck are we?
Well, it's very technical, Piani, but basically, a black hole sucked the ship up, and we have ended right back up where we were. I saved the ship, luckily. I saved the ship, but we're going to have to make that jump again. It's rather unfortunate, but we should be okay. The black holes will just sneak up on you, man. You never know where they're going to come from. That's just space. That's just how it goes.
It's just space. It's so full of stuff, you never know when you're going to run into something.
Yeah. It's space. It's mostly populated by things.
Yeah.
So many particles.
I'm so fucking sick of eggs. You gotta go fucking get us to the right place.
Well, I mean, he can make...
Vianney,
hold on, Prosper...
I'm getting very close.
Prosper, you know you can just...
I can feel it.
You can just scramble an egg, right, Prosper? You don't have to...
If that damn alarm hadn't interrupted me, I would have had the perfect omelet.
Well...
Now I have to try another 100 times.
I just, like, flip the alarm back on.
I think that you see like one of the screens near Prosper, maybe behind Prosper. So you're talking to him, and then it comes up before behind him. There's a like a custom UI with like an egg carton that opens, and it shows like egg supply down to like 10%, and then like a smiley face, and its mouth turns over, and like a grossed out tongue comes out, and its eyes turn into X's.
Nice.
So you guys, you want to just make the jump again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I would love to roll low again.
There you go. You did it.
Eight.
Okay.
Much better.
All right. So another 6 days go by. You're still getting messages on the regular from Sunbeam that are like, hey, we'd really like to talk to you about your lease and all of that. But you do also get the like, hey, thanks for your payment. So the tone goes from like, you gosh darn cattle rustling no good son of a bitch, to like, valued customer, we would like to speak to you at your earliest convenience. And like, you get a different, like, it's the same corporate icon, and it goes from like angry, like black hat, you know, scarred face guy with a beard, to like the happy guy with the sheriff star that you know that you're used to. There's no press. As long as you keep paying your bills, they don't seem to care too much that the person whose name is on the lease is dead, but gotcha. They may not even know. And you get a reply, right. A single tier, Prosper. You get a reply back from the McCreary estate, it just says looking forward to seeing you, and gives you an address on Strophios where you can meet her in person, which I guess is her preference.
Cool. Yep. I tell the crew that we're going to do that and make way for Strophios.
Okay.
Strophios.
Yeah. All right, so we get the diagonal wipe, and then we see the swan song come overhead towards this big kind of Hoth-like planet. It's a big white ball, we see you start to approach it, and then wipe again to like entering the atmosphere, it's just like constant blizzard. It's like a Jupiter of ice and snow, like just horrible hurricanes. But you can see in the distance, past the swan song, this like glowing kind of golden dome. And you can see the lights refracted through the like hexagonal panels on the dome, and it's got a certain charm to it, and it looks like like a warm place to go and put down the ship. Is there anything that you guys want to do to prep before you go to Strophios? Prosper, maybe do you want to tell them anything about the planet? Anything you know?
No.
Okay, so you just keep the fact that it's like a weird religious pilgrimage site to yourself.
What kind of religion was it? It wasn't related to my religion, right?
No, you guys are Catholics. This is like a weird space Protestantism. Make a culture traveler roll, and I'll tell you. Culture spacer or whatever you got. Or you can make a religion. Actually, make a religion check because you're trained in that.
Oh, am I?
Yep.
And I learned something new about Prosper. Of course I would be.
Yeah, adding the character sheets to Roll 20 has given me an opportunity to review them. Like, I didn't know that Mr. Sicarian had some points in business.
Yep, he's the businessman.
He's the businessman, yeah.
I got an 8.
All right. The new prophet, depending on who you ask, are either like insane cultist weirdos, or they're like the saviors of the sector, as often happens with divisive religions.
Wait a minute. The new prophet was also on that space station, right?
You might be thinking of the Purity Initiative.
pretty much the same, but
I thought I was like, is there something about Nika Starlight and the New Prophet?
The Purity Initiative. The Purity Initiative is a non-religious organization. They're an anti-drug, anti-cybernetics, secular organization. They're humanists. Yes. The New Prophet. There's like a specific dude. There is a prophet. He is like currently alive. The religion's not that old, and he's in hiding. No one knows where he is, but he's like this guy they follow. The prophet.
Are they? They follow the prophet.
Yeah, and he's gonna bring about like a golden dawn for the sector.
Yeah. Is it like this is where the prophet is from, or is it just kind of this popular place?
Yeah, it was decreed by the prophet that this was a site of holy pilgrimage and to like voyage here and make prayer, and as such, lots of like. Infrastructure has been built to support these new religious communities that are springing up on Strophios. Lots of new domes in the last decade.
Okay, and they're not necessarily xenophobic or hostile or, you know, radical or anything. They just are enthusiastic.
I mean, I wouldn't go around talking about, like, Mary and Joseph and stuff around them.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends on how strictly Prosper considers heresy to be a problem. You ostensibly worship the same god, but they worship him in the wrong way. But you know, that's your call. The government of Cabral and like the high church doesn't have an opinion on the new prophet. They're just like, yep, these things happen sometimes. People get misleading ideas. And...
Yeah, I mean, I think Prosper is not exactly a proselytizer, right? He has his beliefs, and he knows they're the right beliefs, and therefore he doesn't care what other people believe.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound important enough for Prosper to even mention, really. Like, maybe if we ran into some religious iconography and Higgs was like, what the fuck's going on, or whatever, then he might be like, oh, yes, this is very normal. This is a new prophet.
That's a really good Higgs impression.
Steven's ability to go from Southern to French is... unparalleled. Nobody can do that. Well,
it's my two languages. Yeah.
What it gets for growing up in Carolina and Montreal.
Moving to Montreal.
Yeah, totally.
Good. Yeah, okay. The place that we're going is just for Lord Lara McCrary. We're not necessarily shopping here, right?
It's a city, and as such has a spaceport. And yeah, you could do some ship work here while you're at it. You don't have to find like a dedicated like special place to upgrade the ship. There are businesses here and everything.
Okay. I mean, should we put Wu on the job while we are meeting with the Lord?
Yeah, you could.
What do you think?
Hey, Wu.
So you're saying to Wu?
Sure.
Wu.
He's like looking out the viewport at the storm and stuff, and he's like, he shakes his head. He's like, yeah, I think I'll stay inside. You do what you gotta do. I'll stay with the ship. You come back. I'll let you know what our options are.
Woo, you do know we are going into protected bubbles that will not be out in the storm.
Yeah, wait. I bet you it's damn cold in the bubble too.
Why would that be the case? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
He's just like staring out the window and like he's kind of like shivering in advance.
Yeah, yeah. Would you like? No, they are not ready. Just turn around and I leave.
About this time, I walk in, adjusting my long johns. And I'm just like, hey, Will you worry about being cold? I got an extra pair of long johns back there if you want one.
So he like looks up at you. He's like, I don't think they would fit me.
Okay. Well, I haven't washed them in a couple years either, so.
Too tight in the crotch region.
Go fuck yourself, like
awkward box.
Just stare at him and just say that and walk away.
Okay.
Then I think we're getting ready to go down on the ground.
Okay. All right, so you get in touch with. I guess now that you're in atmosphere, Prosper, you're the one doing the landing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you get in touch with the local. Are you okay? So here's a question: before you get within scanner range, are you making any effort to hide the fact that you are the Swan Song? Are you trying to like come in stealthy, or is it just like whatever? We're just casually gonna fly in and do it legit.
Do we have any particular reason to suspect we need to hide in this region? Bots.
Have you been playing this role-playing game with us, Steve?
Well, I mean, like, on Strophius?
Well, in general, right? Like, because if the thing is, like, you've had Mr. Sicarian tell you personally from an earlier episode, like, hey, I'm being, like, looked for by some very bad people, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to do anything, that's fine. It's the easiest.
Guys, I'm picking up some heavy hinting here from
like it's
our
been a
GM.
While since we played, and I don't want to just be like, yeah, oh, you forgot to do that thing, suckers.
You're dead. Yeah. Should we approach more carefully? Do you want me to just fly straight to the landing pad, or should I make a few passes first, throw off the radar?
Can you do that? Will it throw it off?
Oh, yes, of course. It's a very common maneuver. Fierney!
We should be doing...
I need your assistance!
We should always be throwing the radar off as much as possible. That's what my grandpappy told me.
I mean, Rustbear actually knows you can't just do that by flying fancy.
Yeah, so. Piani would probably have to do something with the computer, change the output of the system ID of the ship, your transponder.
Okay.
Is that a thing you'd like to do, Piani?
I'd love to do it.
Okay. Alrighty, so just make a computer roll for me.
I can do it. Oh!
Nice.
Oh.
Fucking our computers!
We're disguised as, like, Titan's ship.
Yeah. Space battleship Yamato.
Yeah.
No, I think what you do is you skim like a local registry for unused or unregistered ship IDs, and then just spoof one onto your transponder, so that when you arrive, basically you got to do it fast before they notice you, and you want to do it as accurately as possible. But you do manage to find a ship that has the exact same like make and model of the Swan Song, and you manage to like spoof its ID, and so. As you're arriving, the call that comes over Prosper is not for cargo ship Swansong. It's for scout ship Benedict Arnold, and they're like,
you mean like an eggs Benedict? It's
this is a message. Yeah. So they're like, welcome to Strophios, Benedict Arnold. We got a landing pad for you here in the south quadrant, and you see on your heads-up display the little landing path. And they're like, would you like us to auto you in, or you want to do this manually?
Yeah, this is Pilot Perry Bow of the scout ship Eggs Benedict Arnold. We can take it from here. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Eggs. What? Say again?
no problem. Comms having trouble. See you on the ground. Click.
What the fuck are you doing?
This is my alter ego.
Well,
I have papers and everything. I pull out, like,
sound authentic, man. Fuck.
I like Higgs getting all offended by the classist accent. Like, I do not sound like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you land safely. You get in Piani on the computer, the comms terminal. You get a like a heads up. It's like, how many days will you be staying? Will you need any extra services? Would you like a wash and wax today? You know, your full like menu of stuff. So how long do you want to stay on the planet? You're basically just paying for docking fees.
Do we know at this point?
No, I mean the Lord McCrary's place is like, you know, a 2 or 3 hour drive from here. But I mean, like 2 days would probably do it.
If we want to make upgrades and stuff, we're going to have to be here a little bit longer, aren't we?
Sure. I mean, you can always pay for more. It's just initially.
Okay.
Like,
okay. Yeah, yeah. 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 3 days.
Okay. Cool. So it'll be 1,500 credits.
Okay.
They send you a receipt, and they're like, okay, welcome to the spaceport. And if you need any additional services, just call on somebody, one of the dock officers, and they'll be able to help you out.
So I guess the last thing before we go to break, what we see is, like, you guys flying up to one of the hex panels. It's a, like, a metal panel or a plastic panel instead of a glass or transparent one that the rest of the grid is made out of. And as you fly up to it, it, like, irises open in little slits, and you fly into the sort of golden light that's coming up out of the dome. And so let's go to break there, and we'll pick up inside the dome when we return.
Cool. All right. We'll see you guys in about 5 to 6 minutes. More Swan Song coming up then. Peace.